here's a story from The World.
We begin in the Gaza Strip. After weeks of relative calm in the Palestinian territory, the fragile ceasefire that took hold in January was shattered in the early hours of this morning. Israel carried out what it called extensive strikes across Gaza. According to Palestinian health officials, more than 400 Palestinians were killed, including dozens of children. Fadah Hamdan is a Palestinian mother who told the Associated Press that an airstrike killed her husband and her children in their sleep last night. Hamas said that at least five of the group's senior leaders were also killed. Tanya Haj Hassan is a doctor working at Nasser Hospital in the city of Khan Yunis. This is a voice note she recorded describing the scene there.
We woke up to an airstrike frenzy. The windows were shaking, the doors flew open. It was nonstop. And then within about 10 minutes, we started hearing the sirens, and the patients have been flowing in ever since. I finally made it up to the intensive care unit. I'm in the pediatric intensive care unit where we normally don't care for trauma cases, but there's so many pediatric trauma cases that all the beds are full now. I personally, unfortunately, cared for at least 4 or 5 patients that died. I heard that within the first couple of hours that we were there that 76 bodies were taken straight to the mortuary, so didn't even make it into the ER door, but the ER was just chaos, patients everywhere on the floor. There were probably 3 men, and the rest were all children, women, elderly. It was everybody caught in their sleep, still wrapped in their blankets. Terrifying. Of horror and evil that is really hard to articulate. It felt like Armageddon.
Speaking this evening at Israel's defense ministry in Tel Aviv, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said nothing will stop us from achieving all of our war goals. We have gone back to fighting in full force, and that military pressure is the best way to return the hostages, he said. For more about why Israel's leaders decided to renew their military campaign in Gaza, we reached out earlier today to Gershon Baskin. He's an Israeli peace activist and negotiator with years of experience in direct talks with Hamas. I started by asking him to describe the Israeli strikes and shelling that took place last night and today across the Gaza Strip.
The military campaign by Israel is a bombing campaign from the air. It is not a ground operation yet, but for the beginning of the relaunching of the war, at least it's only a campaign from the Air Force.
And what have we heard about casualties at this point?
We've heard from the Palestinian side more than 400 casualties and a lot more wounded people. Hamas is also claiming that most of the casualties are innocent civilians, women, children, elderly people. Remember, most of the Palestinians in Gaza, about 2 million people, are homeless, are living in tent cities or living in schools that are still standing, the very few schools that remain. So it's very likely that the casualties are from the civilian population. Israel also issued notices that some of the political leadership of the Hamas left in Gaza have been killed, and the spokesperson of Islamic Jihad has been killed, according to Israeli reports. We don't have confirmation on that from the Palestinian side, though. But it's very likely that Israel is targeting specifically military commanders and political leaders from Hamas, those people that we've seen in the ceremonies that have been held by Hamas when hostages have been released during the first phase of the ceasefire.
What is the evidence for you, Gershon, that Israel could turn what is now an air campaign into a renewed ground war?
The army was given orders by the cabinet of the Israeli government to prepare for a renewal of the ground operation. We have a new chief of staff in the army who's replaced some of the officers who were in favor of much more aggressive ground operation in Gaza to include the entire conquering of the Gaza Strip and controlling the Gaza Strip through the military. These are statements that have been made by Netanyahu and his minister of defense, Israel Katz, and other people in the Israeli cabinet.
I mean, the ceasefire has mostly held since January. So help us understand why Prime Minister Netanyahu has now restarted military operations, I mean, and heavy ones at that.
Well, the agreement to the ceasefire that started in January was from the Hamas side based on the idea that there would be a second stage that would lead to the end of the war. Negotiations on phase two were supposed to begin by day 16 of the first 42 days and be concluded by day 30. That never happened. The negotiations didn't begin and they didn't conclude by day 30. They extended through the work of Steve Witkoff, U.S. presidential envoy to the Middle East, but they deadlocked because Hamas refused to negotiate any kind of deal of releasing more hostages without a guarantee that this would lead to the end of the war and Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, which was never the intention of Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has said that there will be no end to the war as long as Hamas remains in any kind of control of Gaza, whether it be politically or militarily. And yet he has refused to deal with any of the alternative scenarios that might lead to a replacing of Hamas as the controlling body in Gaza.
Gershon Baskin, what does Hamas want right now?
This is very difficult to know. The Hamas leadership is on the outside, and they're not experiencing the disaster of Gaza. They're committed to a theology that sanctifies death and believes it's a command to die for Islam, for Allah, for Palestine. The young guys who are in charge of Gaza today from the Hamas military wing are not people from the political leadership. And my fear is that they will be not controllable anymore. There are deep debates going on about the future of the movement. One thing that they're not willing to say is that they're willing to give up their arms and the armed struggle. Although we've heard some voices like that coming from the Hamas leadership outside of Gaza, we haven't heard that from anyone inside of Gaza, though.
So does this resumption of attacks by Israel on Gaza surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. It disappoints me tremendously. And in my view, it's a kind of a decision of the Israeli government to sacrifice the remaining hostages who are in Gaza. There are 59 hostages. It's believed that somewhere around 20 or 24 of them are alive. But it's much more likely that this will lead to the killing of the hostages, either by Israeli bombing or by execution by Hamas. Hamas has already announced that two hostages have been killed in the Israeli bombing. This is what they're claiming. We don't know if this is true or not. And they're saying that others are wounded. This could be part of their psychological warfare, but on the other hand, it could also be real.
That was Gershon Baskin, a veteran Israeli peace activist and hostage negotiator, talking about what looks like the end of the ceasefire in Gaza.
From PRX.